daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Psalm 8, verses 5 to 7. You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and all the animals of the wild. Humans are created, made by God, to have honour and glory, to be a little lower than the angels, to be stewards or rulers over the works of God, over the world. People are important to God, all people. But it's human nature to look at what the person is contributing to society. I mean, how important are they? And when it comes to an unborn baby, well, then, of course, consider decisions need to be made, of course, as to whether that life should be terminated, especially if there are specific problems. Here's an interesting story told of a professor in a world-acclaimed medical school. Once he posed this medical situation to his students, it was an ethical problem. He said this: "Now then, students, we have here the family history. The father has syphilis, the mother has TB. They already have had four children. The first is blind, the second has died, the third is deaf, and the fourth has TB, and now the mother is pregnant again. The parents come to you for advice, and they are willing to have an abortion. If you decide they should, what do you say?" Well, the students gave various individual opinions. Then the professor asked them to break into small groups for consultation. All of the groups came back to report what they would recommend, and they all, each group, recommended abortion. "Congratulations," the professor said. "You just took the life of Beethoven." God has plans for each person, and it's not our job, it is not our place to thwart the life plan for this unborn child by killing them in the womb. Psalm 22 verse 10 says, "From birth I was cast on you, from my mother's womb you have been my God." And God says through Isaiah, in Isaiah 49 verse 15, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." God doesn't forget. Let us not forget the rights of the unborn child. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.